ගෞරවනුවාස. ඉදං සූතේ ගුහ්‍යතමං පවක්ෂාමි අනුසූයවේ. ඥානං විඥාන සූතං ජස්ගත්‍යං මොක්ඛසී අසුභා. ඉදං සූතේ ගුහ්‍යතමං ප්‍රවක්ෂාමි අනුසූයවේ ඥානං විඥාන සහිතං ජස්ගත්‍යං මොක්ඛසී අසුභා. ඉදං සූතේ ගුහ්‍යතමං ප්‍රවක්ෂාමි අනුසූයවේ ඥානං විඥාන සහිතං Bhagavan, this word, I will explain many times. Bhagavan means the supreme author. So far, authoritative power is concerned, that is analyzed by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. Self-person qualification is in Krishna. Krishna through Bhagavān Sāyam. There is, it is called Sabhijaya. Personal analysis. Not that if somebody, he sometimes has less than Bhagavān, that doesn't mean he is also equal to the Supreme Person. This man sometimes Narada Muni is also addressed as Bhagavan. Lord Shiva is also addressed as Bhagavan. Not only Vishnu Gopta, but also other sometimes that are addressed as Bhagavan. But in order to particularly point out Krishna, which has been stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna through Bhagavan's son. Krishna, actually Bhagavan is Krishna, because he has got 7% qualities that is realized in Chaitanya Charitamrita. His 10%. Others, they are also Bhagavan, Vishnu Gopta, Narayan, he is also Bhagavan. But Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī has analyzed his 94%. Not simple. Or, in other words, you can take it that that is Krishna. And there are also Sarvaśuddha, but it is not displayed. Sometimes it has Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra, Madhyadaku, he also Bhagavan. Ramāgi mukti sukalāgi namini matrishtham. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is existing as the Supreme Person around the Rama and Shiva Namara of many thousands of avatars. They are also Krishna. Keshavadhita Rama Sarīra Jaya 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 Jaya. So, Deshama Krishna, he existed with all mankind. Not that he is existing as Krishna. So, when he speaks of Krishna, he says that all his expansion and income. That's all he says, Ramani Muddhisu, Kala. There's Kala. Kala means partial expansion, not full expansion. Full expansion means full. So they are also Bhagavan. But Krishna to Bhagavan Sarmi, Bhagavata, the authority of Bhagavan is fully expressed in Krishna, not in us. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, after making the list of different incarnations, it is summarized that it is the Amsapala Amsa, Krishna to Bhagavan. All these incarnations mentioned, Rama, Vibhuti, Kala, Krishna. They are partial expansion and expansion of the expansion or expansion of his power, Saptavishavata. That's Lord Buddha. He is Saptavishavata. When he is Saptavishavata, so in this way, Krishna is always existing along with his expansion and incarnation. But the real original personality of Godhead is Krishna through Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is being spoken by Krishna, but enough to distinguish that he is thanking Sri Bhagavan. He does not say Sri Krishna, but this will make it distinguish that Krishna is Sri Bhagavan. So, we are grateful to receive knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is our mission, Krishna consciousness. And here is knowledge given by Krishna. Siddhartha says, Duryodhaman Parvakshami Sarvakriya. Now I am giving you this knowledge. Very confident. Duryodhaman. Duryodhaman means confident. And we are far off, more confident, compared to superlative. Quality compared to superlative. We are the quality. We are far off, the comparative. And we are far off. So, the Brahma, Brahma Gyan, he is guya, he is very confident. Because if you achieve Brahma Jnana, immediately you become the most important person within this material. Brahma. And Brahma Bhuta means above Brahma, above Brahma. So, that is guya. Guya means confidence. To become Brahma Bhuta, Brahma Jnani, that is Guya. And Brahma is the Paramatma. When you understand Paramatma, Ishvara Bhagavad Bhuta Anavitrisa Hinatishtati. Paramatma means Atma and Paramatma. There are two different So, one is Paramatma means He is present everywhere. That's one. The Mahavadi says there is no difference between Atma and Paramatma. But that is not the fact. Atma means present. Who is this? What I am Atma, you are Atma. Being in the body is he. Asindhi is in this body. I am Atma. You are Atma. But I am not Paramatma. Paramatma is different. Paramatma is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, situated in every one's heart. So that is Guru Param. First of all, to understand Brahma Jnana or Self-realization, that is very confident. That is not ordinary knowledge. It is above ordinary knowledge. That is the Guru. We are very confident. Nobody understands. It is Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva. Sutukdhyani Rajendra Nhinam Sakti Sahasrata. Apashtatamāma Tattvam. Griheshu Griyone Nhinam. Griheshu Griyone Nhinam. Those who are living within family life, they cannot understand what is Atma-tattva. Avastata. Avastata. Vinam Shanti Sahasra. Sukadeva Goswami is advising to Parikshit Maharaj that there are many things that are missing. Just like all in man, world is man. He purchases and huge volumes of newspaper and he is interested. But he is not interested to understand Bhagavad Gita where Atma Tattva is described. They are not interested. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj, Sutta Vyadi, subject matter for here. Jinam Shanti Sahasra. For ordinary man, there are thousands and thousands of news. You can see so many magazines, technical, physical, and cinema, and ordinary news, and so many editions of every newspapers in every city. And this is a fact. So to Vani, Tanadhyana, Vinam Shanti, Sahasra. Sahasra so many thousands and thousands. Why they are busy with so many newspapers, and why they are not interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam? Because apasthatamasatattam did not know that the real purpose of life is to understand apasthatam. Apasthatam. Why we are forget? Grihetu, grihamedina. There are many paths there to maintain the family and to have some enjoyment from family life. Family life means society, friends, and love. That is the Buddhist song. What is that? Can you remember? Kākala sai kaje mari jīvi sama. Sutta mitra ramani sama. Sutta mitra ramani sama. It is just English to vanish the society, fancy, and job. Everyone is busy. Society, family, friends, country, nation, community, in this way, Sutta Mitra Ramani Samaj. Now what is this composition? Children, Sutta, Nikam means bread, and Ramoni, some omen. And it's a beautiful omen, that is also very nice. So that is. Yagarthi Vyasan Jeshti Nandama is very busy with the Sutta Mitra Namani. Everyone is busy with Sutta Mitra Namani. So, somebody can say, unless there is happiness, why people should be interested? There is happiness, certainly. So that happiness is compared by Vidyapati, the great Vaishnava poet. It is just like Tāpala Sahi Kratai Vāvi Bindu Sama. Just like desert, Jasmine desert. Desert means it requires huge quantities of water. Nowadays, Mexicali, in any country, especially in India, every land is just like desert. For want of what? So, you see, in Vrindavan, so much land lying there, no results. Why? There is want of what? There is no sufficient supply of what? In this way, if there is scarcity of water, then gradually these places will be converted into desert. So, the desert one is used because it requires huge quantity of water. Similarly, we are in this material world. We are trying to be happy in the society centered on love, sutta-mitta ramani samadhi. But the happiness we are getting, that is compared to a drop of water in the desert. In vast desert, Arabian desert. You say that we want water, and somebody brings a drop of water and takes it. It will be very significant and no meaning. Similarly, we are heart is desire, real pleasure, transcendental bliss. So, if you are put into the desert, Sutta-mitta Ramani Samadhi, what is the benefit? This song is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where apasutanāsutta, they do not know what is the meaning of life. They are satisfied with this drop of water in the desert. It is never mitigated. Desert is very hot, that's a man's God. And if somebody is young, I take one drop of water. So what is the meaning? There's no meaning. Similarly, we are free souls. We are hankering after Krishna, that is our inner desire. And what happiness we shall get with the society, thanks to our love. This is not possible. That is not possible. There is some happiness, temporary happiness, very small quantity, so-called happiness. It is never satisfied. Actually, we are trying to get, because we are eternal, we are trying to get eternal happiness. That is Krishna is speaking here. Jnanam sneham of sadhujnanam parvakshami anasuya. Anasuya means asuya means envy. And everyone is envious of Krishna. That is demand. That's why Kamsa, in this text of man Mathura, there was Kamsa. He was so envious that he ordered to his servant that as soon as Krishna is born, please bring his child and will kill him. This is also. So at the present moment, let's say the whole world
They want to be God.
The scientists and everyone is trying to prove that there is no God. There is no Krishna.
This is not thinking. Especially the communists. So if you become demo,
communists are in favor of that, then you are also infected with asura. Then you cannot understand. Then you cannot understand. Krishna is very sweet.
But the devotees are very weak.
Krishna doesn't want to speak in the
Juma.
But the devotees are so kind, they go to the Juma and place
Pangea. This is therefore the devotee is
much
than this. Krishna doesn't speak to the Juma.
Unless you are one
Bhakta,
is like Bhagavad Gita for me.
Bhakta,
Tathati.
Krishna can answer.
Krishna, I am very sick.
But the devotee, the fact
is, Jayavam
Paramam Bhutam Bhav Bhakteshu Vidhata.
About Bhagavad Gita, he says, one who speaks with confidence and knowledge among his bhakta,
he recommends his bhakta.
But the devotee, that's so merciful, they go to the bhakta, transgressing the order of Krishna, because they are so much. All right, he just stands in this position, let him try. Let him try.
This is the position of our bhakta.
They are not only unenvious to God, but they are also unenvious. Therefore, their name is Karuniko. Karuniko. Most much.
This is Christ.
So, what is that? Physical. Karuniko.
So it is all Sarva-Bhuta, no?
Devotees are always tortured by the demons. They are depressed to torture the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And they are devotees. So they correct all these tortures. Therefore, the devotees are described as physical.
Sri Mahaprabhu also.
He said, Tinaruti Sunitinino, Sarovati Sahishma. A devotee is to deny this shloka to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he should be tolerant more than the trees. Karma. They take the risk of preaching amongst the demon, non-devotees, because they are karuni, very much more merciful than Krishna. More merciful than Krishna. Krishna says, don't speak this Bhagavad Gita to the non-devotees. The non-devotees will not accept. Krishna says, Asimaniman, Prasthajamani, Sanam, he will accept. Unless he is devotee. The Mayavadi, Kurmi, Jnani, Yogi, they will not accept. They are envious. I am God. Why is that? Tarana to Krishna. As well as said Krishna. Krishna. This is the position of the Bhukti Mukti Siddhita. Therefore you find so many yogis. They can play juggling, magic, but they are not devotees. They do not surrender to Krishna. This is there. So such person cannot understand. They cannot understand the science of Krishna. They cannot understand. Because Krishna does not disclose himself to the non-devotees. So by their own attention, and this yogi or jnani, according to may be, he cannot understand Krishna. Krishna discloses, reveals himself to be on a Suya Vengi, one who is not envious. And that is it. On a Suya Vengi, who does not, who is not envious of Krishna. Other than envious. So make Jnani Yogi. The Kurnin will say that you work hard and get the result of envious. Why you are going to the temple to pray? This is the philosophy of the count. Why should you go to the church? Why should you go to the temple? Forget all these things. Work hard, earn money, and enjoy life. But then you want. Because there is envy against God, then you want. So the science of God, science of Krishna, Krishna Tattva, is never disclosed. Revealed among the non-devoted demons. It can be revealed, it can be understood by a person like Krishna. Therefore it is said, anapuyave jnanam priyaham pravakshami. Anapuyave, this very word, you should never be envious to Krishna and his devotees. If you think that I am envious to the devotees, that I am not envious to Krishna. No, Krishna doesn't accept that kind of thing. You should be non-envious to the devotees. Madhvakta puyam bhavika. If you are envious to my devotee, then you can become a devotee. That is not. That is stated. That one is directly devotee of Krishna, he is not it. One is devotee through his devotee, he is. This philosophy is Buddha. You cannot say, why can I go through Guru or through Krishna or through Krishna? I can go there, I am qualified. No, we are not qualified. If you jump over like that, then not. That is in Bengal, it is said, Hunadini and Hasu. Very grass before you fall, if you think that I shall jump over the path and eat the grass, that is not possible. So, one should be devotee, first of all. But the Jnanasin Sadhu may not be that. He must have to say, one of my guru, in order to understand the science of Krishna. We have chased, which I have explained several times. So, anasuya. If you want to learn Krishna, then you should be very much humble and submissive to Krishna and his devotees. Anasuya. Jnanam vidyalabha. Jnana, this knowledge, or confidence and knowledge, it is not sentiment. Vidyalabha. It is science. It's like in scientific knowledge, you must know theoretically and practically. Not only that, you simply know that so much oxygen, so much hydrogen produces what are we mixing. That is theoretical. You have to mix water by mixing these two chemicals. That is practical. So in the BSc examination, the ethics examination tests theoretical and practical. So, theoretical is, Krishna says, Sattva Dharmam Paritajyam Amekam Sarvata. But when you really understand, there is practical science. That is practical. If you decide to surrender, that is called Sarvata. Then, you have to learn science, how to become correct. That is Vidyan. Jnana means theoretical knowledge, and Vidyan means practice. So you have to do it practically. Not that I have read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita, try and become. No.
things you will practically demonstrate in your life that you are actually. That is called Vijnana Chaitanya. Jnanam Vijnana Chaitanya. And that Jnanam, if you learn this path, that Jnanam, moksha se asubhava, the result is, you become liberated from this asubha, inauspicious condition of life. Asubha. What is that inauspicious condition of life? It may be real. If you want to get out of this materialistic world, this is also, there is no shubha. People are thinking we shall make it shubha. Shubha means auspicious, by material adjustment, by having nice car, nice roads, skyscraper building, and so many machines and body for which is known as material advancement. But the Shastra says it is all inauspicious. All inauspicious. If you want to become free from this inauspicious kind of life, then you should learn this kind of Krishna's teaching, Jnanam Vijnanam, not with Vijnanam, the so-called materialistic science. You should learn the real science, Savijnanam. That is, how to surrender to Krishna. How to become not anywhere to Krishna. This is a great sign. We have to learn. And that is spoken in the chapter, ninth chapter. The sign of Krishna consciousness. If you become expert in the sign, then you become free from this inauspicious sign. This is material. Thank you.